Most of the world's rice production occurs oceans away from the United States. And according to Michael Schlappi, 80% of the rice Americans consume is grown in a handful of states, especially Arkansas and California. Schlappi is a molecular biologist at Marquette University.
But I think it would be wise to maybe think about, with climate change or the drought in California, right? Maybe they won't be able to grow rice anymore. We can grow all the rice we want.
Of course, wild rice grows in Wisconsin, but it's a distant relative. The real thing originated around the Yangtze and Pearl Rivers of China. But in 2011, the molecular biologist challenged himself to uncover varieties able to cope with Wisconsin's climate.
A lot of the research I'm doing, of course, is in chambers like this.
We're inside the long, narrow room at Marquette University that serves as Schlappi's greenhouse. It holds special climate-controlled growth chambers. And it's filled with rice at various stages of development.
I'm testing whether they actually flower here, set seeds, and the seeds can be harvested on time before winter, you know, before it gets too cold. And then also to measure what the actual yield is.
Schlappi has experimented with more than 200 rice varieties from Australia to Uzbekistan and South America. Each possesses unique colors and characteristics.
This is another Russian. I think it's beautiful. See, high yielding. It has also this on. This actually flowers earlier than that one, but that's the one that I have my eyes on. I think this is going to give hopefully the best result. This is from the 2 weeks ago I started germination inside. So now we have 2-week-old seedlings that will be put into the paddy today and flooded.
I return a few weeks later to find Schlappi planting that promising variety known as, wait, I'll get it right, Krasnodarsky 3352. He's plunking germinated 3352s into his rooftop paddy system. It consists of a dozen raised beds. He blanketed them with swimming pool liner and adds soil.
It's the third year I'm doing this. Planted in the middle of April.
So how different is this year's test than last year's?
It's a little warmer, a lot warmer than last year. But last year was a very, very cold winter, remember? And I planted April 18th, so almost this time, and they all survived. They can do it. You know, they don't like it, but they can do it. So that's what I'm trying to test. I stress test these lines.
Schlappi is preparing to take a next giant step, planting in a field north of Milwaukee. It's Fondi Farm, a cooperative of small-scale farmers who sell their produce on the city's north side. Many are Hmong.
I'm renting there an acre of land. My students will also help me prepare fields.
Schlappi's plan folds in experimentation, including
what the Hmong are proposing, because that's what they did in their traditional way. Make holes, put the seeds, irrigate it. Once it comes out, you have to weed, of course, and that's it. And see what kind of yield we get like that.
A deeper level of Schlappi's interest in growing rice here begins to sprout. He respects the ancient tradition of growing rice in community.
To grow rice, you really need a community. You need water resources. You have to manage as a village. You help everybody plant, one family 1 week, the next week another family. You all pitch in. Then for the harvest, the same.
We'll check back with Michael Schlappi to learn if his cold-tolerant rice has taken root in Wisconsin's seemingly inhospitable climate. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.